You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist, the Stranger's weekly podcast, featuring bands plucked straight from the Stranger's bands page, www.thestranger.com/bands. And I'm Megan, and that's Ari, and
hey.
we walk you through this every week.
Yeah, it's like a 12-step program.
It is. It is.
A 12-step program for addiction to rock.
Oh! Who's the first band? You were in charge of picking the music this week.
You're going to put the blame on me.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I like how when I ask you what we're playing, you're like, this is the weirdest show we've ever done.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird, guys. It's up and down. But we're just picking the shows that are happening this week.
Right.
So we may have picked weird ones, but that means there's weird shows happening, and weird means good and new and fun.
Like
I'm teaching you a lesson.
Mrs. Spool.
But the first song isn't that weird. It's really good.
It is. It's the Little Ones. Cha cha cha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you picked this one because I like saying that song name.
Cha cha cha. Because it makes you feel like a sexy woman.
Uh-huh. They're playing at the Crocodile on Friday. They're opening for the Magic Numbers. A lot of people are excited for that show. So if you want to go, I suggest getting tickets in advance.
Totally.
Which you can do. Just go to the Crocodile's website.
You can buy them online. I think you can buy them at Sonic Boom as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
Here's the Little Ones.
La 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 Was Bang the Mantra with Endless Wanting. They're playing at the Comet on Friday with the Purrs, Star Collector, and the Scheme.
I like the band Star Collector. Sorry. Really? Yeah. It makes me envision a little kid up in the sky collecting
stars.
With
a big butterfly net.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. It's like Little
Prince.
Isn't
that cute? Speaking of cute pop bands, the next band is a band called The Dimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are cute.
They're super cute. And they're playing the High Dive Friday night with Ordinary State, Speaker Speaker, and the Femurs.
Yeah, we're letting you in easy. It gets weird later, I promise.
Right.
Just
right now, it's all just nice.
Yeah,
nice stuff.
Nice. This is the safe part. This is where you guys, like, you know, you sit down, you
we're
get relaxed.
We're luring them in like sirens.
Yeah, exactly.
The song's called Forget Me by The Dimes.
When all the noise has left the room and the floor is full of fallen banners and deflated balloons, would you stay around? Like the rest of the crowd, will you be leaving soon? When this parade is nothing new, and what used to be the latest thing is just a comfortable old shoe, and when the lights have moved on, would you forget me? Would you forget me when we're gone? Thank you.
That was a band called Sunday Night Blackout. The song is Succubus.
Succubus.
And I have to say, at the Capitol Hill Block Party, it's been, what, a few weeks at least now.
Yeah.
But they were one of the highlights. They're a fantastically fun band to watch.
Totally.
First of all, like, super cocky rock, you know, guitar solos, long hair, headbanging, tight pants, dancing all around a lot.
Not but, tight enough on the pants.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, they better... A hint for the men of Sunday Night Blackout. Make your pants a little tighter.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But the thing that was happening during that show, there in the mosh pit, there is a bong and a burger.
There was only a bong and only a burger. So everyone else was just kind of watching.
Circled around
the bong
them.
And the burger. Because, I mean, if a bong and a burger are moshing, is there really anything that you need to do?
Right.
I think
other
pretty
than observe.
Yeah. Pretty much everything, all the bases are covered.
Right.
You just chill out and like be like, yeah, that's a bong and a burger moshing. The bong got destroyed though by like the fourth song.
It's true.
It was kind of a bummer. Everyone
it ended up as
a
big pile of cardboard all
yeah,
wrinkled
totally.
Up and torn on the floor.
I
the
wonder,
burger
yeah.
was victorious.
I wonder how many bongs strong. Sunday Night Blackout's broken as a band. I'm going to say 12.
12?
12. Over their lifetimes, not right. just as... And not just in their... when they were a band.
So childhood on?
Just, yeah. From,
or,
you know, age 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
12 bongs total they've broken. Guaranteed. That show is going to be good, though, because it's with the spits and the artificial limbs, and it's... At
it's an early barbecue, too.
Yeah, barbecue!
At 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So you have to get there early.
Get there early, but, I mean, it's just... It's not like
fun house.
Yeah, and they have that. You can bring a basketball and play basketball in there.
Don't court. They have one there?
Yeah, I don't know. Would you really want to touch the fun house's basketball?
True. The next song is well, you should introduce this next one because
okay.
you love this band name.
I think this is the funniest band name I've heard in a long time. It's Penetration Camp.
Ha ha! Get it?
I mean, it's not funny. It's funny, like, you know?
Like Dracula?
Like, just like, it's just
it's
evil.
Funny.
And
it's funny like a vampire.
I don't know. I'm Jewish, so I'm allowed to laugh, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not, though. I must.
Yeah.
I'm German, so.
Exactly. Anyway, this song is, like, not a real song, though. It's like
what
a,
is it?
It's like a weird soundscape that they created and put on the band's page.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Props for being different.
They definitely
It has
are
a title,
different.
Though. It's called The Shiner.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's still song-ish.
They don't use laptops. That's important to remember when you're listening to this. Because it's actually, if you think about it, like when you're listening to it and if you think about it, the fact that they don't use laptops is pretty amazing. Because it's got a lot of samples and a lot of like looping and stuff.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Way to do it, Penetration Camp.
Yeah, Penetration Camp. Let's listen to the song, Penetration Camp, The Shiner.
If your needs weren't met in either the attachment phase or the launching phase, you may have an intense residue of needs. This attachment hunger can compel you to seek and cling to relationships in an addictive way.
I feel frightened and insecure without him. When he holds me, I feel safe.
Thank you.
pursue relationships in an addictive way.
I feel frightened and insecure without him. When he holds me, I feel safe.
Upwell with the song Lotus. Everyone should email us and tell us how much they love that Penetration Camp song. You can email us at setlist@thestranger.com.
We love mail.
We love mail. We've been getting more mail and we're really excited about it. It's cool. We like to hear from you guys. We'll answer your questions and reply to your emails and find your answers for you.
And if you have, like, if you are in a band and you just posted music recently, let us know, because
we're looking
through it all the time. But there are literally hundreds and hundreds, and so
thousands. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds can amount to thousands and thousands.
All right. I wasn't trying to like be condescending
step
or whatever.
On my toes.
Bitch. Oh.
But yeah, let us know if you just added music and we'll check it out.
Yeah,
or if you
totally.
Have upcoming shows, keep in touch. Yo.
Yeah, totally. We're totally interested.
We're approachable. We're nice.
I'm short. Like, you're probably like, taller and cooler than both of us. So
I'm not that short. I'm average height for
a woman. You're average height.
Let's talk about the next band, because this is a band I'm personally very excited about. They're this week's Band of the Week, Open Choir Fire. The song is called Things We Have to Do or Things You Have to Do. I can't remember. But the point is, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my point.
All right.
Yeah, I really like them. And so they're Band of the Week. And on Line Out, I posted a little mini interview that I did with them since they were Band of the Week. And they're hilarious.
And now Band of the Week is in the new redesigned Stranger every week.
And
so not only are you played on set list and on Line Out, if you're Band of the Week, you get to be in the paper too.
With a picture.
With a picture.
So you can send it to your parents and they can clip it out and put it on their fridge.
Yeah.
And be convinced that you're not throwing your life away on rock and roll. And Open Choir Fire has a show. It's a tour kickoff on the 23rd at Jules May Saloon in Georgetown.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
They need money for tour, so go support them if you
Yeah, and
dig
Jules May shows are all only like $5.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah, so check it out.
Woo! Thanks all for listening. Email us. And
on that note, goodbye.